With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. U.S. trade representatives meeting with their Chinese reps in Geneva reach a deal on tariffs, with details set to be announced Monday. The Chinese delegation says both sides had agreed to establishing a consultation mechanism for further discussions on trade and economic issues. President Trump is leaving Monday for a four-day trip to the Middle East. The White House says Trump is going to reaffirm his commitment for a free and prosperous Middle East, visiting U.S. troops at the air base in Qatar, the largest U.S. military base in the region. He'll also be in the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, where he'll get an update on Israel-Gaza war ceasefire talks. The president's approval remains in positive territory despite the false claims of left-wing media.
As we start a new week, 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. And according to the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday, that includes 37% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The lowest approval rating for the president was 47% on April 29th. Since that time, he's been at 50% and now 51% as of May 9th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Capitol Hill, the Senate Finance Committee chair tells Salem Radio Network that he does not support the proposed tax increase for the wealthy.
You know, I'm focused in the Senate bill on pro-growth tax policies and permanence, particularly for the TCJA. And increasing those taxes does not fit that standard, in my opinion. So right now, I'm not excited about the proposal. If the president weighs in favor of it, then that's going to be a big factor that we have to take into consideration as well.
While the West Coast experiences scorching temperatures with record highs, heavy rains are predicted in the southeast as an atmospheric river slams the Gulf Coast. Forecasters are predicting over 6 inches of rain from the Florida Panhandle to North Carolina. This is SRN News. AI is gradually being embraced by Christians, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations, but very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The civil war in Sudan has just passed its two-year anniversary, with both sides accused of destroying churches and abusing Christians. More than 160 houses of worship have been destroyed since the war began, and in some cases, members of the clergy have been targeted for assassination. This is SRN News. The vice president of the United States is speaking out. J.D. Vance says, make no mistake about it, if colleges and universities around the country discriminate, they should lose their tax-exempt status.
Whether you're discriminating against somebody because they're Jewish or because they're black or because they're white, which does happen in academia, you should not receive federal funding. And the way that I put it is actually quite simple. If you're violating the Civil Rights Act, then you're not going to receive federal funding, and you're not going to receive a federal subsidy via tax exemption.
Vice President says the Trump administration wants to protect everyone against discrimination on campus.
Obviously, we want to protect Jewish students on campus. We want to protect everybody on campus to be able to speak their mind, to be able to participate in public spaces, to be able to go to the library without crazy people in veils trying to destroy the library, to destroy the public space.
He appeared on Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.